This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. It's so good to have each one of you with us today. We trust that you'll listen in for the next 15 minutes and you'll just enjoy the Word of God as we preach the blessed truths from its pages. We thank God that we have the Bible to speak from. And now we have a Revelation Bible. I called it last week and I made a mistake here. It's a Riverside Bible. This is offer number 3 we're offering to our listening audience for a gift of $1. It's a very nice, reasonable Bible. It's not a real expensive Bible, but it's a real nice blue covered Bible, King James Version, of course. This is the only version that we recommend. It's a red letter edition. It has a dictionary and a concordance, and it's just a real nice, handy Bible, a nice Bible that you could send out as a gift at Christmas time. Christmas is right around the corner, and I trust that you'll send in for this. Just say offer number 3, please, and send $1 to cover the postage. It costs us about $1.10 or $1.15 to send this Bible out. We've sent some out. We thank God for this, and we trust that others of you will send in for this Bible. We thank God for the ones that have written in and asking for the sketch. Also, we have 2 streams of the Bible, which tells where we got our King James Version of the Bible from. If you'd like that, we'd send that to you free of charge. And then if you send for the Bible, there's a Riverside Bible, blue cover, very nice Bible. We just encourage you, please send $1 to cover the postage or partially cover it so that we can get these out to you. We thank God for the fine Christian man who gave us a number of these Bibles that we could send them out. And just to encourage those of our listening audience to get these Bibles in their hands, get them maybe to new converts or friends or relatives who need a good Bible to study from. So just send to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. That is, again, I'll repeat that, the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York. It's spelled with a Z, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. Now let's bow for prayer before the Word. Now, Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you that you have put it on the air. Father, we praise you for those that support the broadcast regularly by their prayers and their financial giving. Father, this is just a work of faith. We don't get a nickel. We don't get a penny, oh God, from the broadcast. We put every dime back in. You know our hearts, Father. All we want to do is get the gospel out to those that are lost in sin and need a Savior, and to Christians who need spiritual help and encouragement. We're doing it, Father, not for financial gain, but for Jesus. Father, one day you'll give us a reward for our faithfulness down here. Now we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, please speak to hearts this morning, this day. Thank you that we can be on this Sunday broadcast. Oh, may the Spirit of God touch the hearts of those without Christ. We thank you for the one that wrote in, the 18-year-old girl requesting the sketch, Father, and said she's having trouble with the Modern Man Bible. Oh, God, may the sketch be a blessing to her and a help to her. This is our desire to be a help. And the others that wrote in, may the Bible, Father, and the other sketch that we sent out be a blessing. Father, we thank you for each one that's written in, each one that's supported. We thank you for those that send in the financial help. And, Father, they're not able to do much, but they thank God that they're able to do a little bit. How we pray that you'd bless their lives, enrich them, fill them with thy power and presence. May they know the joy of salvation. And then, Father, may we grow in grace from day to day. Now, bless the broadcast. Bless the word. This is thy word. Speak to our hearts, we pray, and meet every need of the broadcast as we go over the air week by week. And we'll praise thee and thank thee for what you're going to do and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're in the book of Romans, going verse by verse through the book of Romans. And I believe that this is the very best way to study the Bible. We encourage you as our listening audience to get your Bible down, to follow with us verse by verse. We trust you have a King James Version of the Bible so that you can follow and the words will read like ours do. This is the Bible we encourage our listening audience to have and to use. Other of the newer translations have veered so far off from the original manuscripts of the received text of the Textus Receptus, and we do not encourage your use of those. But turn with us to Romans, We're going through Acts in our church, so I said Acts there. No, this is the book of Romans. It's all good, all the Word of God. Romans chapter 2 and verse number 16. We've already read the verse. Let's read it again today. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light to them that sit in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast a form, the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest that a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God. Now he's asking some questions here, and we need to be very careful that we don't judge others and ourselves are committing the same things. Now the Bible says judge righteous judgment. It says judge not that you be not judged, and then later it says but judge righteous judgment. Now if we're not committing a certain sin, I believe that we can judge correctly. But if we're doing the same thing, we're in the same condemnation. We need to be careful about this. Now he says here, he said, are you an instructor of the foolish, of babes, teacher of babes, and having a form of knowledge in the, and of the truth in the law? Now the Jews were boasting in the fact that they had the law of God and that they were keeping the law of God. But here the Apostle Paul is saying under inspiration of God that they need to check up and find out if they really are obeying the Word of God, if they're really doing what they're preaching against, if they're not doing the very things that they're saying that others ought not to do. How careful we have to be, even as ministers of the gospel, when we preach against a certain thing, or we preach on the home, or we preach on husband-wife relationships, or we preach on taking a stand in this area of not having long hair on the fellas and having the girls wear a decent length dress and look like a lady and act like a Christian. We have to back this up with a life. Otherwise, our preaching is so in vain. I was so thrilled as I just this morning was looking at a Bob Jones University catalog, and oh, how nice it was to see the all the fellas in the catalog had nice, clean haircuts. The girls had decent length dresses. Now, this doesn't mean their hearts are all pure and they're holy. I know that. But how pleasant it was to look through the catalog of the school that I graduated from and to see the decency, the fellas' hair not even down over their eyes. They had it out of their eyes, and they looked like men, and the ladies looked like girls, and in the dating parlor, they weren't hanging all over each other. They were sitting there apart from each other. Bob Jones University, they're very strict about not having your hands on the girls, not even holding hands. Some people say, oh, Brother Harvey, that's ridiculous. That's going too far. I don't believe so. I'll tell you, I thank God the school I went to, never in 50 years have they sent a girl home expecting a baby because of sin. Oh, thank God for standards. Thank God for churches across America who do stand. But we need to be careful that after we take this stand, that we always, by the grace and help of God, I always say, by the grace of God, we're going to do this as a church. By the grace of God and the help of God, I'm going to stand in this area. And with God's help, we're going to do this or that. With God's help, we're going to buy a bus and go out and pick up little children and help older people that have no way to church. And by the grace of God, we're going to start a rescue mission, by the grace of God, in Buffalo. And by the grace of God, we want to start missions down by the college campuses in the city of Buffalo. Oh, if God would speak to your heart, if he'd speak to your heart about this. I go down to around the Amherst campus, and I go down around the University of Buffalo over on Main Street in Buffalo, and I go down to the campus down there, the Buffalo State Teachers College, they've changed that to the University of State University at Buffalo, down there on Elmwood Avenue. And oh, every time I go down, God puts tears in my eyes as I think of the need of these college kids and how many are going astray and going into sin. And we have the Word of God. We have the truth of the Bible. And we need to start missions down there to help and to rescue these college kids out of the degradation of sin before they get into smoking pot and smoking marijuana and all this, breathing in all these things that harm their body, and getting wrapped up in sin and having joint sexual orgies and everything right in their rooms together. Oh, there's a need for us to start a mission there. If God had speak to your heart about it, we've already brought it up to our church, but oh, you as a listening audience over the radio, if God had burdened your heart, you can send us an offering. We designate it just for that use to start. We need about $150 or more, maybe $200, $300 a month to take care of the renting of a building. And then God will send us, I'm sure. We know, have one man in mind already as a full-time worker to go down there and to start a mission down on that Elmwood Avenue near that State Teachers College or on the city of Main Street area. Of course, the campus is moving out to the Amherst campus. What a need, though. Thousands upon thousands of students, and they need the gospel. They need direction. If God would speak to your heart, send it to us, and we'll designate it for that, say, for the university work. And we'll without question, maybe God will burden one of your hearts to send $150 a month to take care of this great need of starting this mission. We would even put your name up as a donor there just because we would love to get this started. Oh, how we pray that God will speak to someone's heart. My heart's broken over the conditions of the city of Buffalo. I was born and raised in the city of Buffalo, and there is such a great need here. And I'm praying God will use us as a preacher and use the Bible Hour as a broadcast and use every means possible to reach and to rescue the perishing while we have time. But we need to be careful. We live up to what we preach. It's not an easy road, but Jesus walks beside us, the song says, and brightens the journey and brightens every way that we go. How wonderful he is to us day by day. And then it says here, and thou makest thy boast of the law. Through breaking the law dishonorest thou God. Oh, we need to keep the precious word of God. Thank God grace has replaced the law, but we need to, by the grace and help of God, we need to be faithful to the Word of God and stick to the Word. We ought not to break the law of God, the Word of God. We ought to be faithful to God's precious Word. Of course, salvation is free. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. I hope you're trusting Jesus today. If not, we invite you to invite him into your heart right now. And just by bowing your head and saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Please redeem me. I repent of my sin. I trust Jesus today. I give him my whole life and soul. And I'll follow him in baptism. I'll follow him all the way in service to Christ. And I'll go to a good Bible preaching church. I'll ask God to show me to one. And I'll go by his grace and help. I trust that you, in your heart, have repented and trusted Jesus. Write us a letter. Tell us of your repentance and trust in Christ. And we'll send you some free literature to be a help to you in your Christian walk. And now, for the others who are saved, we invite you to write in for the Bible or for the sketches. We'll send it to you just as soon as we can. Write to the Bible Hour, Post Office, Box 2, Gettysville, New York, zip code 14068. And this is Pastor Harvey now saying, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible preaching church. May the Lord bless you, is our prayer.